This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist, and what my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my God.
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is great. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm Joel M, and today my guest is TV and radio presenter Lauren Layfield. Now, Lauren presents the early breakfast show on Capital, so I thought it would be fun to try and guess a random breakfast cereal she'd think of. Sounds easy? Well, I'm sure that I can convince her to think of Frosties, and I have a box with me right now. For now, guard your minds, and welcome to Influenced. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you don't know much about what's going to happen, which I find fun.
I like not to know because I love to be surprised.
Not enough surprises in life.
There's not enough surprises in life. And I feel like you've got a few up your sleeve today.
Are you one of these people that likes to know what you're getting for Christmas or do you prefer to be surprised?
Oh, no, I prefer to be surprised. Yeah. I hate that when people are like, oh, I know what's in this. It's the shoes I asked for. Oh, get a life.
Because you get to a certain point as an adult where if you do actually want something, you could just, you know, go and
just
probably go
it.
Get it. You
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I mean? So it's nice. The surprise is like, that's the hype. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. Listen, we always start these episodes off, Lauren, with a game.
Okay.
A game that we call Two Truths and a Lie.
Sure.
Ooh, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Presumably you understand the rules of the game. I'm
yes.
going to ask you to think, and you can take some time to get this locked into your head, of two things that are true about your very good self and one thing that is a big fat fib. It's a lie.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how much you lie, but you have to lie.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to give me the three stories, facts, whatever you want to do. I will then try and tell you which one is the lie and which are the truth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. If I look confused, it's because I've got a real sort of wariness of you at the moment. I just feel like you could do something at any given moment.
Is that because
I'm not relaxed right now, Joel?
Yeah, I was thinking about this recently. We should like give our guests some relaxant before we start the show because it is very, very stressful. Anyway, let's play Two Truths and a Lie. Take a little second now while I ramble to get a couple of things in your head that
okay.
you can do. And again, I will just give you a heads up. Most people will tell the lie on the first round to try and get it out of the way. With that in mind, don't let that influence you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your first truth or a lie.
The first statement I would like to give you today, Joel, is the fact that I do not like people touching my elbows.
Hmm. Okay. Now, I have a theory about this already.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and I never usually guess early, but I think that's true. Now, not my final answer because I hear the other two, but I think right off the bat that is true. Just after chatting to you and figuring a few things about you, I do not feel like that would be you. Okay, I'm going to hear your next ones before I give a final answer, but I'm 99% sure that is true already.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to do a face which is just like absolute blasé.
Or
just,
maybe I'm double bluffing. I
yeah,
don't know.
I know. Well, that's. I feel like we're just trying to psych each other out now,
yeah,
basically.
I don't want to give you... basically, it's this for 3 hours, yeah.
Okay, my next statement for you is this. I, as a child, was a table tennis whiz kid.
Ooh, a table tennis whiz kid. So you're good at the old ping pong. That's okay, that's a good one. Okay, these are good. And I'm going to ask for your last one. I haven't quite got your baseline yet. Give me the last one.
My last statement for you, Joel, is that I am best friends with an A-lister celebrity.
Okay, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but from
all the guests. I think so far, I think I've cracked you the earliest, actually. And it's just that that leg would not stop moving on that last one.
I saw you look at it as well. I was like, what's he looking at?
I feel, I'm going to just go ahead. Usually I big this up a bit more. I feel like that is the lie. I feel like there's no way I list celebrity. No, and I think you've picked that for a reason. I think you picked that because you think that I know what your job is and it would be likely that you would be friends with an A-list celebrity. And so I think that's the lie. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're so right.
Yes, come on.
And literally you looked at my leg straight away. And I was like, why is he... Come on, let's have your attention, son. Like, why are you looking at my leg?
It's under, it's something to think about, you know. It is something to think about. And you know what? I'm going to be honest, you're not a great liar. I admire how you just rattle through him. I could have bigged that up for another 10 minutes, but I wanted to put you out of your misery, to be honest.
But I just thought I was being so, like, casual about it. I was, like, looking around the room.
Well,
like,
hang on for a sec. Yeah, no, this is the problem, right, is the more you think about that, the more you're going to give it away, because then you start acting unlike your baseline. You start doing things you wouldn't normally do. And, well, for example... I mean, I made it a bit harder for you by telling you that most people give the lie right away.
Yeah.
So you obviously weren't going to do that, which is why I thought the first one was true. Which you don't like people touching your elbows.
No.
Is that just, that's your whole life? You just don't like it?
Even just you looking at it then makes me feel funny.
You feel seen?
I have to kind of like rub it.
Interesting.
It makes you just feel, ah. Oh.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. Like,
and knees. Knee, joints.
I think it's joints.
Joints.
Yeah.
How do we feel about shoulders?
All right with shoulders, actually.
You're like a back rub?
I think because they slope in a downwards motion and they're smooth, they're not like a sharp corner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Like that can get like all easily tapped. That, no. Mm.
What about ankles? How are you feeling?
No, fine. That's I think because they're, you know, they're straight into foot. So I think that's all right.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. I get it. I mean... Listen, I don't know if I particularly like someone touching my elbows either. So,
should we have a go now?
Well, isn't it that thing, like, if someone does, like, pinch the skin on your elbows, you can't feel it anyway, really,
no,
can you?
No, you can feel it. I don't know why people are saying that.
That's so not true.
I can totally feel
if I'm pinching my elbow.
Stop doing it through your clothes as well. That's even worse.
That's a complete BS myth, isn't it?
I just can't look at
it. Oh, you don't like it? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to stop?
Yeah, because now I have to rub mine lit.
We're going to have to unpack that. There's some childhood trauma there for sure.
There's some 100%.
Goodness knows what happened.
I need to go for therapy.
We're going to move on. Yeah, this isn't a session. I'll charge you double if we have to unpack all that. So hang on, you don't like people touching your elbows?
No.
And you really are or were good at ping pong?
I played for 14 years, Joel.
14 years. I was trying to check, by the way, I said ping pong deliberately to see if you would react flinchingly because people who like table tennis don't like the phrase ping pong, and I was hoping you would correct me on that, but you didn't.
No, but you know why? Because a lot of people like to throw in ping pong.
Mm.
Not necessarily in the same way that you have, but just to be derogatory about it. My mates would say, what? So you played sport, did you, as a kid? And I go, yeah, table tennis. They're like, ping pong's not a sport. I'm like, don't be derogatory about table tennis.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It is very hard.
And fast.
It got me through lockdown. We actually had a table in the house that myself and my brother just converted into a table tennis
Amazing.
Table. You know, you can get those like portable nets.
Yeah.
I actually got okay at it, you know?
It's good, isn't it?
I wouldn't say I'm in any way good, but I pass.
It's quite addictive as a sport, I think. You know, you want
Ridiculous.
To be better.
Yeah. And it doesn't... Well, I mean, the way I play it doesn't really physically exert me too much.
No.
Where you can sit and play it for 6 hours,
exactly.
No problem.
Exactly, yeah. That's it.
Do you have time to do many, like, fun extracurricular activities? Because you must be so busy. I mean, listen, for those of you who don't know, like, I mean, you're up at what time in the morning? 3?
Silly o'clock. 3 o'clock, night time. I get up to go and do the early breakfast show on Capital, which is very, very fun, I must say.
It sounds incredibly
Swings and
fun.
Roundabouts.
But how do you... What time do you have to go to bed?
I'm really bad at it. So... I try and go to bed at 9 o'clock, which is so early.
Do you find
But you know,
it
like when Love Island's on, like you're not going to bed at 9, are you? It's going to be at least 10.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at going to bed. I really am.
That's got to be, I mean, you must be just exhausted
constantly.
All the time.
Yeah, coffee's like my best friend.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. So what's your secret? Just a lot of coffee?
Just coffee. Mm. There's nothing else to it. Coffee and good vibes. I try not to let any negativity infiltrate my life.
I actually feel like that's more important than the caffeine. If you tell yourself you're tired and you hang around with tired people, you'll feel tired.
Oh, for sure. They bring me right down. So I have to just move away from anyone's bit in a bit.
So the people in the studio, they have to be like wide awake kind of early morning people.
Well, yeah. Anybody who's ever done breakfast radio, there's almost like it becomes an unwritten rule. But and we've all, everyone's got to bring something. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's got to bring a bit of good vibes to the day. Because if not, you'll send yourself under.
I like that. That's a good environment to be in. No,
and it is nice. And genuinely, when I first started doing the show, I was really sort of thinking, oh, how am I going to get through this? This is, you know, so early. And and actually what happens is that you've got to be on a good vibe for the capital listeners, right? Because you want to start their day, right? You want to make them feel cheery and upbeat in the morning. And I start my day so positively now every single day in a way that I never used
intentionally,
to.
Intentionally,
used to. Yeah. It's almost like it becomes like a circle of goodness.
I mean, so it's 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock is the morning. Who's up at 4 to 6?
So you get a lot of people working in hospitals. You get a lot of delivery drivers. You get a lot of people who start their day early, say they're travelling. A lot of people go on holiday to the airport. People in bakeries. My favourite people are the people who work out at sea. So people work on like oil rigs and stuff like that. I always get texts from people at sea, which is brilliant.
Isn't that brilliant though?
Yeah, basically, it's before the normal person gets up, you forget that there's this whole army of people who are up before making sure the rest of us can live
doing
our lives.
Real work.
Probably, and they're doing the real work. So they deserve a bit of good vibes
in the
morning. You're
serving the people with the good vibes. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I've never ever heard anyone
on
radio.
I'm like a key worker for good vibes.
That should be your job description.
Or my Twitter bio.
Yeah, it should be, if it's not already.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So do you have a pretty regimented morning routine that you stick to?
Yeah, I pretty much. I have I try to make it as fluid as possible. So
right, chat to me.
Alarm goes off at 3. I try to roll out of bed in one fell motion straight into my clothes, right? I roll. Roll into the clothes.
Okay, is your bed like low towards the floor?
I try to position the clothes as close to the bed as possible.
Crawl, like a baby.
We roll into a tracksuit and we're not getting dressed in the morning.
Oh, see, no, because a lot of radio shows, they do stream like and film. Do you get
not at my hour?
Oh,
which
I
is
love that.
God's
bliss.
Gift. So sometimes I look after the breakfast show for Roman Kemp when he's off, and when I do that, the cameras are rolling, and I'm like, oh, now I've got to put mascara on.
I was going to say, do you bother even makeup and all that? Nah.
Hair goes up in a bun, and I roll fluidly into the car, and I roll fluidly out of the car, and I roll basically onto air.
Hey, that is actually sounds
I'm
pretty
wasting
nice.
No time, do you know what I mean?
No and energy spent straight on any stupid stuff. You just.
And then we're like, good morning, welcome along to 4 o'clock on Capital. It's Lauren Lafayette.
I really, really respect it. I do. Because it takes me, I mean, I get up early, but it does take me an hour or two before I'm like functioning
enough to do anything.
I definitely couldn't get up and be on camera.
Oh, and I'm the most.
Yeah, maybe could if I had to, but
if you have to, that's the thing, isn't it? I have to because it is my job.
Yeah,
but I literally, I mean, I'm such a night owl. If you just let me reset and just be, I am such a night owl. I'll stay up till like 2 easily.
So it's not natural for you at all.
I'm on the complete reverse.
Did it take you a while to get used to it?
Yeah, it did. And you're thinking, oh my God, how am I going to do this? But then you get paid and it's all right.
Yeah, it's all for the money. No passion.
No. Just take that check.
You heard it here first, folks. No, I back it. Listen, honestly,
it's really
fun. It sounds fun, yeah.
Radio is such a brilliant job because you essentially are being paid to chat and play music. I mean,
love it.
It's a joke.
Yeah, anytime I've done early morning radio, it's a stress for me. It's not even that early. It might be like, I'm there for 6 a.m. That's not early.
It's not.
You're like, wow, a lie in.
I know.
It's so nice.
6 a.m. is my lie in.
So you do Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
You get the weekends off.
Get the weekends off.
Do you like crash on the weekends?
Oh, I'll put away like a good 10 hours sleep every
that's
night.
That's gotta be bliss.
It's amazing. Oh. I think like the only thing is I've got a little dog and she'll wake up at 6 and
What dog do you have?
She's a little terrier.
Oh,
she's
gorgeous. What's her name?
Ducky.
Shout out to Ducky, everyone.
Big ups, Ducky. And Ducky is like a baby and gets up at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with you. So my other half gets.
Would you recommend I get a dog? Listen,
yes.
I've wanted a dog for a while. And
end of conversation,
I just don't
yes.
know if it, yeah, I don't know if it's fair. I travel a good bit. And not
there
that I
that.
Wouldn't be able to find people that would look after the dog like my parents. Sister, everybody would love it.
You need to have one. What breed would you like? I was going to say, what flavour would you like?
So I've been,
what breed would you like?
My favourite flavour of dog is... Well, this is the dilemma,
okay.
right? is I like big dogs.
Right.
Because I think they're
fun. You look
fun.
Like a big dog you kind of person.
And I think it'd be fun to walk a big dog.
Yeah.
Like, I love boxers.
Yeah.
Boxers
are dribbly though.
Really dribbly.
Like they
really.
Get on your clothes.
I've lived with a boxer before and just the best dog ever.
They are so sweet though, aren't they?
They're just Muppets. Like they're amazing. But big dogs are harder to look after, I think, maybe.
They need a lot more walking.
That's no problem. I do 20,000 steps a day, no sweat.
Okay,
I love
okay.
walking, so that's not a problem. It would be also the hair, right? It's the shedding of the hair that would annoy me. I'd be a big neat freak, so I don't know.
Can you not
know.
Get like one of those hypoallergenic ones or whatever they are? The ones that don't really... I mean, Ducky doesn't shed that much.
Maybe I just need to take Ducky.
You can have her for a bit.
I'll tell you, there's a little dog I love called Fred, and Fred's a little Pomeranian. And
so mine's half Pommy.
He is...
She's half pom, half
just
terrier.
Gorgeous, just the most gorgeous thing.
They are hilarious as well.
Yeah, they are.
They're like sassy, do you know what I mean?
So I think I could do, I think they're a bit like me.
Look, I'm sorry, can I just say, by the way, you want a big dog, but now you're considering a Pomeranian.
Well, they are so cute though, right?
Yeah.
And I would love to just travel around with them. And
what about, what are they called? Is it a chow chow?
A chow chow?
Google a chow chow.
Can look this up.
I think it's a chow chow. I think
a
that's
chow-chow.
What they're called.
How do I spell that? C-H?
I think C-H-O-W. So chow-chow. I think a chow chow is like a big Pomeranian almost, do you know what I mean?
God.
Yeah.
Right, listeners right now, if you don't know what a chow chow is, for the love of the Lord, do yourself a favour and look up.
Look up the chow chow. Look at that.
Is this what you meant?
It's a big pom, isn't it?
Holy,
like a big fluffy pom.
Look at that bad boy.
Enough of the tricks, enough of the bands, get the chow chow on.
That one's really frosty looking. Look at that one, the white one. Oh my goodness. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, right, okay. I'm going to get a dog. That's my new
Perfect.
It's my new thing.
There we go.
And I will be a good owner. I'll just make sure.
I think you would be.
Yeah, because I mean, listen, I have space for it, you know.
Yeah.
I go on walks.
You're the ideal.
And I don't do breakfast radio, so I don't need to be up crazy hours. Crazy hours. See what I did there? Frosty. Remember? So, Lauren, time to play another game. We are going to play a game of 20Q. Now, the game's simple. I'm going to ask you to think of something, and within 20 questions, I will tell you the answer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of options. You could think of the name of your first pet. You could think of your biggest fear. Or if you're feeling up to it, you could do the name of the first person you slept with. Which one do you want to go for?
Let's go with biggest fear.
Biggest fear? That's good. We've never done that on the podcast before. Okay, I'm going to try and tell you your biggest fear in 20 questions. But before we do, Lauren, a message from our sponsors.
Hi guys, it's me, Sam.
And me, Billy. And we have a podcast called The Sam and Billy Show. Mam, what would you describe it as?
Good question.
It's pranking
yeah,
now.
Go for it. What are you going to say?
Next minute, me and her are in the meat wagon.
Shut
getting dropped
up.
Off outside. You've got racks. Not mice, racks. He's going racks.
Mum's in there with me. I've got a Coke in my hand. I'm like, just giving birth. And I was like, oof.
And that is going to be the most irritating thing. Edward's going to be bugged out with you.
It's so annoying.
We'll be playing Three Blind Mice and the recorder in the house. Seriously.
Oh, you would like
and then we would just scream, didn't we?
Have you never tried your breast milk?
No.
I think it's best to just give us a listen.
Listen to The Sam and Billy Show now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to our everyday kind of just gibberish, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Lauren, it is 20 questions time.
Mm-hmm.
The rules are simple. I will ask you some questions. I will try and figure out what you're thinking of. And for reference, it is your biggest fear that we
it's
are trying to guess.
My biggest fear, yep.
And that is just locked inside your head.
It's locked in.
Secure.
You don't know it.
I do not know it. Good. Here's the fun part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need to tell me the truth. When I ask you the questions, if you should like, you can lie to me. You can tell me the truth. You can go somewhere in the middle. It's up to you. And my job is to tell you when you're lying. And then I'll be able to figure out what it is by process of elimination.
Okay, let's just see how this works.
See how it works.
This is unreal.
I like the nice shift in body language there. Nice new bass line to work off. Okay. Deep breath in.
Come on in.
Relax. During the break, we give her a green tea. It's all right. She's feeling nice and chill now. That's not true.
And I had a lovely relaxing wee.
Oh, this is great info, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay, first question. You can lie or tell the truth. Is it spiders?
No.
No. The reason I asked that question first, by the way, is because I don't think you would think of something as obvious as that. And so I like to get an idea as to what the truth would look like so I now know what the truth looks like.
Okay.
And when you tell me something. Can you just very quickly tell me your name?
Lauren.
Thank you. And if you could just do that one more time for me.
Lauren.
Just say, hello, my name is Lauren.
Hello, my name is Lauren.
Okay, can you say, hello, my name is Susan?
Hello, my name is Susan.
Good, okay, I'm just watching for a couple of different things.
I feel like I need to just like sit here with my arms crossed.
Say nothing. That'll make
say
it worse.
Say nothing, do nothing.
Do you know why I make it worse?
Why?
Because if you, so well, it's quite self-explanatory. If you focus all your attention on seizing up and doing nothing, then when you do something, it's going to be so much more obvious to spot. Does that make sense?
I can feel myself moving more when I'm trying to answer you. I'm overthinking it.
I'll give you a little hint, by the way. Sometimes I tell people, like, oh, yeah, watch your hands, as if that's their tell, because then they won't pay attention to, say, their foot or their face and that type of thing. You can distract them from that a little bit. So I'll not put you under too much pressure. Next question. Has this got something to do with food?
No.
No. Has this got something to do with a particular type of person?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Has it got something to do with a family member?
No.
Something happening to a family member?
No.
Has it got something to do with, it's going to sound strange, anything to do with a farm animal?
No.
Has it got anything to do with a tiger?
No, no, no.
Lauren's entire body language right now is screaming that this has something to do with an animal, I think. So I'm going to go down that garden path, see where it leads us. Okay. Has it got anything to do with a tiger?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Something to do with animals. Has it got something to do with, like, landscapes, like big, big open areas of land?
No.
Are you scared of cotton wool?
No.
Okay, you're actually playing it very cool. No, I like that. That's good. Maybe not anymore. That's pretty good tension.
I have to get it out.
Okay, and I'm trying not to be too flaky here. I'm trying to hit this on the money. I'm going to tell you what I think so far. I think it is something to do either with like an animal or something like that, but I'm not 100% sure. You're giving me a little bit of a nod. I'm going to ask another couple questions, then I'm going to go for my answer. Interestingly, Lauren has already mentioned that she doesn't like her elbows being touched, which seems strange, but that would lend me to think that her other fear probably has something to do with physical contact, something like that, like maybe being tickled, for example. I need to ask some more questions first, though, to find out. Has this got something to do with the sea? Oh, that's good. So it absolutely does. It might have something to do with fish then. Yes, you can lie or tell the truth. Yes or no, has it something to do with fish?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you my final answer. You're thinking about your biggest fear. I feel like this is an unusual one. And I actually am slightly scared of this myself. Is your biggest fear the fear of, like, sea life? Like sea life touching your feet when you're in the water?
How? How? How did you get that from those questions? Of which I was trying to lead you up a garden path, massively.
Yeah, I could tell.
How have you even done that?
No, I don't know, but I will say I completely agree. Fish are absolutely disgusting. It's horrible. Sea should be illegal.
Like, I went down to Camber Sands a couple of weekends ago and I was stood in the shallows.
I know, I was
and
there.
And I was creeping out.
Sorry, I know. I was stalking you. You looked so sweet.
But how? Like,
no, listen, I get that. You know, my biggest fear is jellyfish, so I understand that.
It touched my toes. This, whatever it was, touched my toes.
Horrifying.
In the sea.
And it's not nice. No, the sea freaks me out. I don't like it. It should not be okay. Are you okay?
Just the idea of it makes me feel really gross. And that coupled with you guessing that is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Next thing you know, I'm going to like try to touch your elbow and then it'll just put it over. It'll put it overboard.
Get out of it.
No. Well, listen, I'm glad we got that right. That's good. And 20 questions has now been wrapped. I would like to thank you, Lauren, for playing the game.
Thank you.
You are quite the competitor.
I'm mind-boggled.
Going back to you now and away from sea life, which is utterly disgusting. Actually, very quickly, I'll tell you a fun little story. Is whenever I was a kid, the reason I'm scared of jellyfish and sea life is I was on a beach in Donegal in Ireland.
Yeah.
And went down to the beach, got in the sea. That was all fine. And as I came out, the tide had come in, and there were thousands, it was on the news, of jellyfish which had landed on the seas.
That's
and since
disgusting.
Then, yeah, that was okay. It was the day I got into the sea the next day, and we were swimming, and my brother made a joke. He was like, jellyfish! And that freaked me out so much. I think I was traumatized for years. So forget this.
Do you know what? It's not even sea life. I scuba dive and stuff, right?
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually really like the sea and sea life. It's just that if you're barefoot and it touches your toes.
It's disgusting, isn't it? Mm. I wouldn't even like it if I was like in the bath and like a bath bomb touched my foot.
And this, I think, was like a sea worm. And it sort of curled around my toes.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about that. It's not nice. But you don't just do breakfast radio. You're a busy girl in other aspects as well.
I do a bit of telly
you
as
do
well.
Do a bit of telly,
I did children's television for years and years.
I wanted to ask you about that, right?
Yeah.
Kids TV.
Yeah.
You got into it, you were 27, right? Whenever you did.
About that, yeah.
And
how was an old maid getting
saying,
into
did
it?
Did you feel like you were getting, yeah, but, well, I mean, but probably, I don't know, maybe that's just a weird way of looking at it. I don't really know.
Well,
do kids presenters, are they always young? I've never really thought about it.
Kind of, yeah, to an extent. Mm. I think, yeah, most kids TV presenters are probably in their 20s.
Mm.
I think I just didn't find
which
it.
Which you were?
I was like, yeah, 27, that's more almost 30, isn't it? But like, yeah, it was weird. It was like I just didn't know.
Yeah.
That you could be a television presenter for such a long time. Mm. That was the issue. I used to work behind the scenes in TV, and I didn't start doing that till I was about 24.
Mm.
And then when I was there, that's when I got poached to be like in front of the screen. So I just didn't know about these things. I think if you live in London, right? If
yes.
you're from big, you know, traditionally from like a big city, you know about this stuff. And I think nowadays with like social media, it's a lot more accessible to be on screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, I just thought that's I'm never going to be able to do that. Like that's just for other people.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about kids TV, specifically puppets.
A puppet, yeah.
You have worked with puppets.
Yeah.
That's got to be a weird learning curve.
It's the most interesting of colleagues that I've ever had. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, like even back to my first audition at CBBC, the puppet was there from the off. Because you have to be able to deal with a puppet, apparently.
Yeah.
That's like a minefield in working in children's television presenting.
It's amazing what they can do, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I've done kids' TV, like, been guests on shows, and you see, I mean, there's some amazing talent, but these guys are just sat down, crouched off camera, like,
yeah.
they're horrible. They have their script in one hand and this in the other hand, and they've got, like, a coffee in their
yeah.
third hand. It's incredible.
They're amazingly talented.
Mm.
And also, when you think of, like, the market for puppets. There isn't a huge market for puppets, right? You've got like CBBC, you've got the Muppets. You've got some Punch and Judy shows. And you
sure.
know, if you're deciding to be a puppeteer as a job, there's not many jobs out there, do you know? So these guys
you'd have to love it, really, wouldn't you?
You have to love it. I mean, the guys I've worked with, they've shown me pictures of them. Like you were saying earlier about being like five and getting into, you know, magic. They were five getting into puppeteering.
Yeah.
They've got little sock puppets and tiny little hand puppets. And now they're onto these great, you know, some of these things are great big mechanical puppetry.
Oh, it's beautiful stuff.
They're amazing.
I remember, what movie was it? I can't remember, where there's a puppeteer in it, and you know, he's above the stage and he's pulling the little strings.
That is
ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
The stuff they can make them do. It's incredible.
They're so clever, and it's amazing how their voices, for example, are perfectly in sync with their hand actions. You know, they kind of become an extension of the person. It's brilliant.
And you look back, so many of these characters in movies that you loved were puppets. It wasn't even CGI.
No,
back then.
That's
amazing. I remember, like, I mean, wasn't it like Yoda from
yeah.
Star Wars was a puppet?
Yeah.
What? Come on.
I know, it's crazy. Now Yoda, look at him now. All CGI'd up.
Yeah, it's so boring.
It's so dull, isn't it?
We hit that.
It's the funnest thing to work with them because what actually happens is you get used to that puppet being a real person. They become a real entity.
Interesting.
And you stop being sort of thrilled by the fact that that's a puppet, and you become sort of like walking in and seeing your colleague the very
you're
next day.
You're talking to the puppet.
Oh, yeah, there's Hack of the Dog. You know, like...
That is bizarre.
It's so strange. It's like your mind stops seeing it as like a novel thing that everybody else thinks of it and becomes like, oh, that's... You got, you know, Simon on cameras, you've got Megan on floor managing, you've got Hack of the Puppet. Like, they become a person.
that just speaks highly as to how good the puppeteers are.
Absolutely that.
Doesn't
Absolutely.
It? I mean, you definitely wouldn't think it's a person if it was me doing the puppet.
No, exactly.
Like, there's Joel on the floor.
And the first time when you first start presenting with a puppet, I mean, there's a middle-aged man on the floor, do you know what I mean? And you're trying to speak to the puppet, but your eyes can't help but wander down and say, why is there a man
I know what
there?
You mean.
Like, what's going on here?
Okay, so Lauren, listen, I want to try one last thing with you, a little mental experiment.
Okay.
From the second you've walked in today, I've been trying something with you.
Oh, no.
And you're going to pinch yourself if this works when you listen to this back. But what I want you to do, based on the fact that you're a breakfast radio host, I would love you to think in your head, don't do this out loud, just do it in your head right now.
Okay.
Think of a breakfast cereal.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
Now, bearing in mind, you could think of any breakfast cereal, mm-hmm. anything you like.
There's many on the market.
There are many on the market. I mean, have you ever been to Cereal Killer Cafe?
No, but now that I live in London, I absolutely want to.
You should. It's fantastic. Is it good? It's absolutely fantastic.
How many different cereals are we talking?
I'm saying like at least over 100.
What?
There's probably thousands in there. I don't know. It's very, very cool. I just like the boxes.
Yeah.
You could think of something obscure like that, obviously, but ideally something that, you know, maybe I'd actually have heard of. Based on the fact that you haven't been there, you probably don't know any of them anyway. But think about a cereal. It doesn't matter if you like it or whether it's something that you just want to think of to throw me off.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a yes or no. Do you have something in your head?
I have something in my head, yes.
You do. Oh, and you've thought of a cereal, right? Not, you haven't thought of pancakes or like sausage rolls or something for breakfast.
No, it's all cereal.
But just random question, would you be a cereal or a breakfast person?
I don't really love breakfast, just generally speaking.
No.
Not a big fan.
I think that's it's overhyped, the whole breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
A lot of the time have a... because I get up so early, I don't have breakfast, but I'll come back home after my radio show. I'll have like lunch at 7 a.m.
I like that. Yeah, and depending whether Kellogg sponsor this episode, we might have to cut the whole breakfast as an important thing. Okay, do not tell me what the cereal is.
Okay.
I'm going to try and guess what it is right now. Is there any way I could know what this is? Be honest.
I mean, you're probably going to have a way of knowing, but no, in theory, I've not told you.
You don't want to change your mind? You're happy?
Happy.
Okay. Look at me.
Mm.
Can you imagine the box of cereal in front of me right now?
Yeah.
Imagine just like proportionally like this. Really visualize that in your head. Uh-huh. And can you imagine the color of the box?
Yeah.
Look around the room. Look at me. Look down. Look up. Trying to see where your eyes go, what color it would be. Is there like one set color like that's standing out more than the rest?
Yeah.
It's not red, no?
No.
Mm. This is strange because it's not something personal to you, so it makes it a little bit harder to guess. Like with the two truths and a lie, it's stuff to do with you. This is a bit more abstract. Is this a cereal you like that you would actually eat? You do?
Yeah.
Sugary?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Yeah, I was going to say they mostly are.
Oh, this is interesting. Don't tell me what it is. This is so, so strange. Don't tell me what it is. Guys, I'm just going to stand up for 1 second. Just before I got started, I actually just nipped to the shops.
No, you didn't.
Just because I was a bit hungry, I was a bit hungry.
Yeah, a bit hungry, yeah.
And I actually grabbed something. I just grabbed one thing.
Okay, go on.
So don't tell me what cereal you're thinking of right yet. Keep that a secret in your head. But I'm just going to run to the door here and grab. Would you actually close your eyes for a second?
Okay,
I'm just going to walk.
What is that?
Okay, you can open your eyes.
Okay.
I have a box of cereal here.
Looks right, the right shape.
Have you told... I think they're all about the same shape, aren't they? You haven't told me what the cereal is yet.
No.
This is literally just in your head.
Yeah.
Cheerios?
No.
Really?
Really.
Was it not? It wasn't Cheerios? You're not messing with me, no?
I'm not messing with you.
I promise?
Not Cheerios. It's not... I'm honestly, it's
right,
not Cheerios.
Right, I had to do a different... What did you think of?
Frosties.
Oh, so did I. That's good, isn't it?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that.
As a gift.
I love Frosties. Especially
I love Frosties
magic
too.
Ones.
So here's the really frustrating thing. Did you pick up on any of the stuff I was doing to make you think of Frosties?
No.
You didn't hear any of it?
No.
Oh, wait till you listen.
Are you kidding?
This
what
conversation
do you mean?
Back from the second you walked in the door. Yeah.
To make...
I can't wait for you to listen to this one back because it's a fun one.
Were you saying things like, oh, Tony the Tiger, he's a lad, isn't he?
I did actually talk about a tiger once, yes.
You did talk about a tiger! Oh my God. You're an evil
You don't remember
genius.
Me saying that I could be a bit flaky a few times?
Yeah.
No. You know, or the dog, so it was really, you know, frosty. Well, not mention all of them, but anyway, listen.
I just thought you were being Irish.
Yeah, it was. I just got lucky with that. Listen, Lauren, I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
No, it's been an absolute joy. And enjoy your frosties.
Do I get to take these?
You do get to take those.
Do you know what? That'll keep me going on the early mornings, won't they? Give me that sugar hit.
Good sugar rush, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 12% sugar in them. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, love that. Love that. Listen, Lauren, thank you so much for coming on. Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to talk about? Plug any of the usual bits? Where can they find you?
If you're up at silly o'clock in the morning, you can find me 4 till 6 on Capital FM's Early Breakfast Show. And you'll see me popping up on BBC BBC One's The One Show, if you want something completely different.
Love it. Lauren, thank you so much. Oh, and for the listeners right now, always remember to guard your thoughts because, Lauren, you never know who might be listening. Good luck. Here's what's coming up on next week's episode.
I'm probably not going to get this right, to be honest.
Unless you narrowed it down so
unless
well.
It's Bee Gees, I'm not going to
get
it.
Yes!
Is it really?
Yeah! What the hell?
There you go. Thank goodness for that. That would have been a waste of time, wouldn't it? Imagine me teaching you how to muscle read and then not doing it right.
That you've officially reached your slogan. You read my mind.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza. Eliza's a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction, or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.